How much did the rise and stall of Oculus have to do with Facebook? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Back in 2014, the virtual reality company Oculus was going to revolutionize VR for gaming. The Oculus Rift headset was for gamers, by gamers, end of story. But then Facebook bought the company for about $2 billion because it had a much bigger vision for virtual reality as the future of engagement. People hanging out in VR like they did on the newsfeed, having a good time and watching ads for hours. In 2019, that vision is still a vision. And in fact, the Oculus true believers never really forgave the company. In March, I spoke with Blake Harris, the author of The History of the Future, Oculus, Facebook, and the Revolution That Swept Virtual Reality. Here's part two of our conversation.
What was so special, what was so significant about Oculus was this idea of being beloved. And it was this idea of having such a strong connection with their user base and with their community.
That is a big part of the book, this backlash. When Oculus was sold to Facebook, people felt really betrayed. You talk about Palmer Luckey getting death threats. Do you think that in addition to not ever really maturing gaming on the platform, that that loss of the sort of fan community, we know how important that can be, that that loss really did prove to be, you know, more significant than people realized?
You're absolutely right. I mean, you also have to remember that this was a Kickstarter company. This was a crowdfunded company. And so it almost was like watching a reality TV show because every few days they'd put on an update. They had such a great relationship with their customer base. And maybe, you know, like a reality show, maybe that wasn't fully authentic behind the scenes look, but you felt like you were a part of it. And then after the acquisition, that just stopped. I think that I was a little skeptical, or I thought that the backlash was a little bit of an overreaction. But at the same time, I had someone at a book signing ask me last week about Oculus's new headset coming out this spring, the Oculus Quest. And they said, you know, it seems like an incredibly affordable, great technological headset. And I said, yep. And they said, but should I buy it? Because I don't trust Facebook. Mm. And I really have no good answer because I want you to buy it because then it'll help make VR more popular. But I totally have those concerns. And I wouldn't blame someone for not purchasing the headset because of that.
I assume then that you view this book as a cautionary tale for other startups.
Yeah. Around the time of the acquisition of Oculus, Facebook had also recently acquired Instagram and also a month prior acquired WhatsApp. And sort of their big pitch to Oculus was, look how much autonomy we've given these two companies. And it's significant to me that I guess last year or the year before that, you know, the founders of WhatsApp, Instagram, and Oculus, almost all of them were gone. The opening quote of the book is that quote from Mad Men where Peggy Olson says, you never say thank you. And Don Draper says, that's what the money is for. And for founders to be aware or entrepreneurs to be aware of the bargain that's being made when you sell your company, that no matter what you're told, you are going to lose control. And that is what the money is for. So make sure it's enough money to make you happy.
Blake Harris is the author of The History of the Future. Earlier this summer, Oculus did return to the big E3 gaming convention after a 2-year absence to show off its new Quest headset and pitch a much more gamer-friendly experience. Facebook executives said software sales for the Oculus Quest have topped $5 million since it was released around the end of May. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.